welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2007, recorded on Thursday, the 26th of April 2018, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Bridget Cook and I am joined by Nigel Howard.
Thank you, Bridget, and hello, everyone. We'd like to welcome new listener, Mrs. Heather Jewell of Sprowston. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news stories, we have two features, one on a new book about Victorian photographers and the other about Charles Bonnet syndrome, a little-known eye condition. We have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. At the end of this recording, do keep listening as you will have the latest edition of Let's Talk. Our first news stories include the go-ahead for a new lap dancing club and a stroke victim celebrates his amazing progress. But first, police have launched one of the largest drug operations Norfolk Constabulary has ever undertaken in a bid to tackle Norwich's drug dealing.
With more than 20 gangs operating in the city and one of the highest rates of death from heroin in the country, police are getting more reports of overt drug dealing. This week, the Serious and Organised Crime Unit, SOCU, responded with one of the largest drug operations Norfolk Constabulary has ever undertaken, Operation Cayman. Briefing around 40 officers, DS Steve Mallin, head of SOCU, said they expected the new operation to yield significant numbers. One officer in the drug squad, who cannot be identified, has been helping build intelligence for the last 7 months for Operation Cayman. He said he believes drug dealers and users had become too comfortable in Norwich. These people are equipping themselves with weapons and knives, and other crimes such as burglaries are creeping up. Drug users are vulnerable because they are drug users and are quite an easy target because they depend on it. The people we are interested in are the people getting the income. The reason that is difficult is they are normally sit in quite a comfortable location out of our county and kept separate. People in Norwich won't have spoken to or seen that person. With this operation, we are hoping we can go as high as we can in that business.
Three times the worry. That was the reaction of delighted dad Prince William as he proudly showed off his third child to crowds who were eagerly awaiting the arrival of a new St George's Day royal baby. On the most patriotic day of the year, royal watchers gathered outside St Mary's Hospital in London from early in the morning after the Duchess of Cambridge was admitted before 6 a.m. She gave birth to the 8-pound, 7-ounce baby boy at 11:01 a.m., later bringing the as-yet-unnamed prince out onto the steps of the Lindo Wing to show off to the world.
The 25-storey tower, proposed as part of the revamp of Anglia Square, will put Norwich's skyline at risk and would be better suited to London's Docklands. That's the view of the Council for British Archaeology, which has lodged an objection to the ambitious plans for the shopping complex. House builder Western Homes, along with landowner Columbia Threadneedle, are hoping to build the residential tower in Anglia Square. It is part of a larger redevelopment of the site, which would include up to 1,250 new homes, dozens of shops, a 200-bed hotel, 600-space car park and pedestrianised areas. But the tower has been one of the most contentious elements of the plans. The Norwich Society says it will be too high, and the Council for British Archaeology, a charity founded in 1944, has added its opposition.
A new lap dancing club has been given a licence to operate in Prince of Wales Road, despite objections from people living in the city. Norwich City Council's licensing committee unanimously approved to grant Petri Velardi a licence for the Pure Gold Lap Dancing Club in Prince of Wales Road. Michelle Bartram, Norfolk Police's licensing officer, said the premises had previously held a licence since 2013, and the force had no issues with the venue or its management. But there were 10 objections from people living in the city and 2 from councillors, including from Green City Councillor Ben Price, who represents Thorpe Hamlet.
Norwich was hotter than Barcelona, as temperatures soared into the high 20s. Warm winds from the Mediterranean brought the hottest April day on record since 1949, with the city's highest temperature reaching a toasty 27 degrees centigrade. The scorching conditions saw those lucky enough not to be working flocking out to bask in the kind of heat usually reserved for the summer months. Some chose to take to paddleboards, canoes and kayaks on our waters, while others ventured further afield to the coast as they basked in the sunshine. Rob Lee from the Broads Authority said the warm spell boded well for a strong tourist season and a busy outdoors festival, which starts on April 28th. He said the yacht stations and the tourist information centres have said it's been getting a lot of more lively over the past couple of days. In particular, Whittlingham Country Park has seen a lot of people out enjoying the weather. The sunshine was a welcome change from the chilly conditions the region experienced over the winter months, with the beast of the from the east bringing some of the coldest weather for decades.
Record numbers of people are heading to Norfolk's museums, new figures have shown, with those in Norwich and Great Yarmouth seeing particular spikes in visitors. More than 426,000 people went to the 10 museums run by Norfolk Museum Service between April 2017 and March 2018, which was a 9% increase on the year before. Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery saw 222,260 visitors, compared to 205,223 during the previous 12 months, with major exhibitions such as Nelson and Norfolk and Rembrandt lightening the darkness, pulling in visitors. Great Yarmouth's Time and Tide Museum attracted a record 45,219 people, an increase of 22% on the previous year, boosted by its Titanic exhibition and also Only in England, a photographic touring exhibition from the Science and Media Museum Group. Visitor numbers were up at 9 of the 10 museums in the county, with only Thetford's Ancient House seeing a drop.
A man who was told he would never walk again after a stroke at just 37 has celebrated how far he has come by taking to the Norfolk skies in a vintage plane. In 2013, Paul Draper suffered a stroke a month after he proposed to his now wife, Emily. The former forklift truck driver from Heatherset was put in an induced coma and spent 2 months in Addenbrooke's hospital following a bleed on the brain. Surgeons feared he would spend his life in a vegetative state, and Mr. Draper overheard doctors saying that he would be unlikely to walk again. Mr. Draper, who has a love of flying, marked just how far he has come by driving to Felthorpe, walking to the plane and enjoying a bird's eye view of Norfolk in a 1930s Hornet Moth plane. Mr. Draper, who uses a wheelchair, refused to be held back, and he now even volunteers at the MS Therapy Centre, which organised the flight to give something back.
Nearly 300 jobs will be lost after a fashion retailer became the latest high street casualty. East, which has stores in London Street, Norwich and Buttermarket, Bury St Edmunds, will stop trading after administrators from FRP Advisory failed to find a buyer for the firm. The women's wear retailer went into administration in January and has now announced it is to cease trading from May the 4th with a loss of 290 roles. East owed nearly £9 million to creditors, as well as a further £7.65 million to shareholders. The administration came 3 years after the company had been sold in a pre-packed deal which saw it close 19 stores and offset debts. However, according to the Joint Administrator's Report, published on Companies House, the company remained loss-making despite investment of $6 million amid challenging trading and a poor credit rating, which made raising capital very hard.
Next, we bring you letters to the Evening News.